One, two, three. Welcome to Black Hat 2017, beautiful Las Vegas, and securityguyradio.com. What's your name, sir?
My name is Neil Feather.
What's the name of your company?
SiteLock, and our website is sitelock.com.
I like the way it sounds. It sounds very secure. Tell me what you guys do.
So what we do is we help business owners protect their websites and keep their customers and visitors safe online. So we offer a suite of products, everything from vulnerability detection to web application firewalls, malware removal, to help keep our 12 million website customers safe.
12 million. Wow. Now, do you do this in the cloud? Is it like a sandbox in the cloud, or how do you do it?
Yeah, so most of our products are based in the cloud, so we operate as a software as a service kind of model.
Yeah.
And we are, trying to make website security as easy and approachable as we can to try to protect every website on the internet. So, that requires us to be able to do things, in a very highly automated way and, in a scalable way. And operating from the cloud is the best way for us to do that.
Now, I was at Black Hat last year, and I got hacked at home, got hacked to my phone, got hacked to my website for Security Guy Radio, but it was a nice hack. And what I was told by people...
What's a nice hack?
Well, apparently what I was told, that it's like a welcome to Black Hack. If they hack you, that means they like you. But they didn't shut me down. They just kind of, mess with it, and it caused a little bit of a problem. It was, and I was laughing at the password for the Wi-Fi for this transmission. It's not exactly a secure password, right? So what are the challenges people have in this? Because I know, the average user... my show is all about education, right? Yeah. I'm trying to make sure the average guy knows that this is kind of serious stuff. What are the big challenges you guys have that you find that are the biggest threats? Is it just stupidity? You can't say that, but I can.
I think the biggest thing that we face is a lack of awareness, right? So a lot of our customers tend to be small and medium-sized businesses. And what you read about and hear about a lot are breaches that happen to large companies, Sony, Home Depot, Target, things like that. But the reality is that most attacks are focused at small companies. They're kind of seen as the low-hanging fruit out there for cyber criminals. And, it comes as a surprise to a lot of small and medium-sized businesses that they would even be a target for this type of attack. So that's kind of the biggest challenge that we face, when we're out there and really trying to help educate the market to make sure that, everyone knows that there's no such thing as too small to hack.
You got a question?
Excellent. I wanted to ask you, you mentioned earlier about the number of users you have. Are these small and medium-sized businesses in the U.S.? Or are you seeing also a growth on the global front?
Yeah, it's global. So everything we do, like I said, is deployed in the cloud, so there's no kind of geographical limitation to it. Certainly, we're based in the U.S., so, we do have a little bit of concentration in North America. But we recently acquired a business in Europe that has helped us really expand our footprint outside the U.S. as well.
Now, what is your biggest... maybe your number one vulnerability you find with the lower, smaller size businesses? What are they doing wrong that's getting them in trouble most of the time?
Well, the biggest thing that we see is that folks will end up installing a lot of software on their websites and not necessarily keeping it up to date.
Oh, okay.
And so when you see that happen, what ends up evolving is that over time that vulnerabilities are discovered in those pieces of software. And if you're not diligent about updating those things protective measures, cyber criminals will exploit those vulnerabilities en masse. So, think something like, open source plugins, WordPress, Joomla, Drupal, that sort of thing. Our data would suggest that, if you have 15 to 20 plugins, you're up to 3 times more likely to get compromised than the average website on the internet.
Yeah, and we talked about this yesterday. If you guys watched yesterday, you remember that it's the open code that has to get to market fast, and the coders don't really, check it, and they say, we'll fix it in the next update. And that's what happens. And then you get a vulnerability, and they fix it later to get it to market, so they got to make some money.
Yeah, that certainly can happen. And, the other thing is, even well-intentioned and very well-thought-out code, eventually will find vulnerabilities in there. The average website owner isn't particularly interested in, keeping up to date on security patches and releases and things like that. We feel like that's our job to do for them so that they can focus on what they care about, which is running their business, not running their website.
So you're really an outsourced CISO, which is a great function to some extent.
Yeah, exactly. So for us, we work, as I said, with a lot of small and medium businesses, and their main, if not only, IT asset that they own is their website, right? It's their reputation online, it's their brand. And so, we are able to outsource essentially all the security headache for those businesses, we can act as that kind of single outsource CISO, single outsource kind of security arm, so that they can focus on what they're passionate about, and we can do what we love, which is security and managing threats and that sort of thing. But it's not necessarily the passion everyone has.
So I'm a retired cop. I'm suspicious about everything. It's just what I do. I get all the cybersecurity stuff, but my first question is going to be, I don't know if I want to give my website control to SiteLock. It's another party. What if it happens to them? How do you answer guys like that?
Yeah, you know, I think one of the things that we've noticed over time is that, you know, all businesses have started to adopt more of the cloud-based type of solutions, whether that be for CRM or productivity apps or what have you. And, you know, the reality is that there's no such thing as being 100% safe.
Right.
But, you know, folks who are focused on security and do that full time are in a better position to secure websites, you know, and IT infrastructure than folks for whom it is part of their business. And, you know, it is more of a kind of side job. So for us, it's our full time job.
Yeah. Interesting. Now, I'm sorry, did I interrupt you?
No, just watching the clock in a few more minutes. I was interested in what you spoke about in terms of monitoring, helping your clients. So you're really the eyes and ears for them. So this is 24/7, and you're trying to automate as much as possible. I'm just curious, how do you alert them when there is a breach? Do you wait until the next morning and call them? Do you wake them up in the middle of the night?
Yeah,
how does that work?
Yeah, so we you know, it's an automated platform. So we're sending emails out to customers immediately. Mm-hmm. If we find a vulnerability, if we find a breach, if they're being attacked, we'll let them know, those sorts of things. And we operate, you know, 24/7 here in the U.S. So, you know, any customer who's, you know, even the smallest customer up to the largest enterprise, Fortune 500 companies that we work with, can call us and get support, you know, round the clock from our team here in the U.S. And we just feel like that's an important thing if we're going to be helping, you know, particularly some of the maybe less tech savvy SMB folks to, you know, protect themselves out there. We want to make sure that they can ask questions and, you know, get a straight answer from a human being, you know, in what tends to be a stressful time, right? A lot of our customers will come to us kind of after the fact, after they've been breached, and we're helping them kind of clean up and protect themselves on a go-forward basis. We're really encouraging people to be proactive, you know, and try to address the threats before they become compromises, rather than kind of reacting to it. And that's where that education piece is so important to
us.
Can
Joe's Plumbing afford you guys?
Yeah, you know, we have products that, you know, are built to kind of scale with the business. So, you know, we our entry-level products start at, you know, $10 or $20 a month.
Really?
You know,
wow.
And then we have products that certainly, you know, can scale up to, you know, thousands of dollars a month.
Yeah.
But we really try to work with clients to right-size the security and the level of service that they're getting based on the needs of their business.
SecurityGuyRadio.com is signing up because I got lots of problems with my website. Neil, what keeps you up at night? What do you worry about the most?
You know, I think the biggest thing for us that we think about is, you know, we work with a lot of small business customers, and they're really an important part of the economy here in the U.S. and also kind of globally, right? So the thing that I spend a lot of time thinking about and keeps me up at night is the stories that we hear from our small business customers where, you know, a compromise will make the difference between them having a thriving business that employs, you know, several dozen people to kind of being bankrupt the next day.
Yeah, it's that fine line, isn't it?
And,
yeah.
You know, unfortunately, the reality is that 60% of small businesses that get compromised are out of business within 6 months.
Really?
So
wow.
We really, you know, spend a lot of time thinking about that and how can we do a better job to help get the word out and help educate people that, you know, there's no such thing as too small to hack.
Beautiful. Neil Feather, SiteLock.com, SiteLock.com. Thanks for coming on Security Guy Radio with Black Hat 2017.
Thank you so much for having me.
Great interview. Thanks, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Stay tuned for another show up next.